Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. During the pandemic, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week's recipes by a pioneer of Spanish cuisine in London.
Hola amigos, I'm José Pizarro, I'm a Spanish chef working in London for the last 21 years, and I want to share with you a very simple, very well-known Spanish recipe, but I think with the method I used, you are going to just love it, and it's the simple gazpacho. Gazpacho is a cold soup, and the base is tomatoes. But the way I do is completely different, because the last thing in the recipe is to make an emulsion with the olive oil. What I do, 8 hours before, I chop 1 kilo of very ripe tomatoes, and then 2 spring onions, 1 really small cucumber, or half, as you can see, is I will say around 125 grams of cucumber, and then I use peppers, red peppers. But sometimes the red pepper can be very strong and overpower the gazpacho. The thing I do is roast it. And then 1 garlic, a small garlic. And then I will say around 2 tablespoons of very good sherry vinegar. And if you can get kind of PX sherry vinegar, that is going to be wonderful. Everything chopped, everything together, and marinate for around 8 hours in the fridge. After that, put in a blender, perfectly mixed together with the blender, and slowly, I will add olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. Before, of course, you need to use salt and pepper to taste. And then with the olive oil, you will see that the emulsion is coming. And what is happening is that you get a really lovely and silky gazpacho. You will use around 4 to 5 tablespoons of olive oil. And then, as a garnish, I just love to use croutons, just a little square of sourdough bread. In olive oil, just 2 cloves of garlic sliced. And when it's lovely and crispy, the croutons, add a little bit of the thyme as a herbs. And that's it. Very cold gazpacho, the croutons on top, and then just put a little bit of extra virgin olive oil on top, and I promise you, your guests are going to be extremely, extremely happy with that.
Thanks to José Pizarro for this week's recipe. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.